Hello, listener. I'm Kevin Decker, and welcome to Men in Charge in Brief. My co-host, Tony Flynn, is training with our new temp.
Riposte, feint, lunge, disengage, and rest.
What Kevin forgot to tell you, listener, is that our temp is Sir Keith Ledgesham, who's serving as the quality captain for Men in Charge. So why Sir Keith's been drilling us in fencing, marching, running through fields of rubber tires, these are all mysteries.
I told you before, as radio writers, producers, and performers, you must be ready for any potential attack from your comedy opponents. As General Douglas Haig said, with our backs to the wall and believing in the justice of our cause, each one of us might fight to the end.
And you don't know better than Haig, Tony.
What I'm not clear about is how the advice of a British World War I general, often called Butcher Haig, for his responsibilities for 2 million war deaths, applies to comedy.
Surely you jest. 2 million deaths? That's what I call war success, with lessons for all of us.
Those were British soldier deaths, Sir Keith.
Well, let's enjoy a dry sherry and talk about local competition and how it can be vanquished. Who would you say your natural radio comedy predators are in this market? Kevin, take notes on this.
But this is an etch-a-sketch.
Precisely. Hard to write on, easy to erase. I think that's a Churchill quote.
Well, let me think. Ever since I started writing street scenes in which an on-the-street reporter goes looking for denizens of a downtown area to interview, the Lower Heights Street and Sewer Department has been sending us cease and desist letters.
Truly hilarious. Such a contretemps has to be written into the ongoing Street Scenes Chronicle post-haste.
And we brought Dr. Orville Preacher back with his new show, Medi-Melange, and Dr. Zorba Pastor, who's not, incidentally, a real PhD, has been hitting back, endorsing free-range, full-fat ice cream sandwiches every time Dr. Orville touts the benefits of cheesecake as a treatment for arteriosclerosis.
To be fair, eating a diet exclusively of cheesecake does end arteriosclerosis.
Yeah, and everything else, too.
How about recording a number of Dr. Orville in Paris episodes, in which Preacher not only samples the heart-healthy culinary delights of French cuisine, but also his idiot sidekick Tim Waddles is savaged by the vicious rats of the Seine.
Do we have the budget for that?
I believe you need to be asking yourself, can we afford not to have the budget for that? The series could end with a bunch of rebellious students taking up arms, blocking the streets with barricades, hastily assembled with croissants and cigarettes, and then wheel this so-called Dr. Zorba Pastor through the arrondissement in a tumbrel cart heading for the sharp embrace of Madame Guillotine.
Whoa, 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 hold on. That got really dark really fast.
Look, Sir Keith, I think the best way that we can promote Men in Charge in Briefs is not by changing up the formula, but rather through promotion in the community. You take some of our flyers, head out that door there.
And Tony and I would be fluffing up the pillows in what we call our nap corners here in the studio.
And then, when you've gotten done bringing our message to the masses,
which I could do, dare I propose, in my own singular idiom.
Of course. When you're done, come back here to the studio.
Knock on the door first. That'll wake us up.
Kevin means you'll wake us up from our contemplative practice of script writing, and then we'll compare notes.
Brilliant. Yes, I shall take my saber and dagger and spread the message of radio hijinks directly to the people of the streets.
15 minutes later.
What? Is he back already?
Come on, my melatonin was just kicking in.
Hello? Open up, Men in Charge. I've got a ruffian down at the station who's been harassing and jousting with people, and he says he's your boss.
Listener, today's episode of Men in Charge starred Deborah Marlowe, Steve Lloyd, Tony Flynn, and Kevin Decker. It was written by Kevin Decker. Special thanks to the only man qualified to adopt rescue Malayan sun bears, Brian Lindsay. And remember, don't be a fascist.